Dear Cheap Astronomy, are primordial black holes dark matter candidates? Well, yes, although they certainly aren't the only candidates. To recap, a primordial black hole is a hypothetical object which originated in very primordial times, probably within the first second of the universe. It is somewhat puzzling that when the Big Bang apparently brought lots of mass-generating particles into existence, within a very small volume and at an extremely high density, the whole universe didn't just form a black hole there and then, which would have been a quick end to the story. But not only did things with mass suddenly come into being, they were all flung outwards as well. Although that primarily involved them moving with rapidly expanding space-time rather than actually being flung relative to space-time. But perhaps within that initial sub-second inflation of the early universe, there might have been a few ripples and glitches that did result in a few massive particles being sufficiently clumped together to form black holes. Although after that first second, everything had expanded too much for that to remain possible. Potentially, those primordial black holes ranged from the very small to the very large. However, really small ones would have all since evaporated through Hawking radiation over the subsequent 14 billion years of the universe's lifetime. So, if there are still primordial black holes around now, there's probably none smaller than a tennis ball with the mass of a largish asteroid. It has been hypothesized that primordial black holes may have been the seeds of what are now supermassive black holes found at the center of most galaxies, but apart from that, all other black holes we can observe seem to be clearly the result of big stars collapsing under their own mass. So, if primordial black holes are actually dark matter, it would need to be the case that there are an awful lot of tennis ball-sized ones floating around undetected, remembering that there's apparently around six times as much dark matter as there is visible matter. Of course, primordial black holes could be bigger than tennis balls, and hence wouldn't need to be quite as numerous, but then you have to start wondering why those bigger black holes aren't occasionally visible insofar as they should block out the background star field. So, if primordial black holes are to be a dark matter candidate, then most of them pretty much have to be tennis ball sized. A recent paper outlines how some primordial black holes might have color charge, which is one of those quantum attributes assigned to subatomic particles, where colour apparently relates to how quarks interact with the strong force, and colour charge indicates some imbalance between quarks and gluons. The key point is that if primordial black holes do have colour charge, then that might make them detectable. This is the primary job of theoreticians. The current standard model of the universe says that 26% of it is dark matter, even though no one has a clue what dark matter is. But if the theoreticians say it might have colour charge, then the boffins who look through telescopes can start looking for colour charge signatures. After all, there could be a Nobel Prize in it if they do find those signatures, although there may be a lot less in it if they don't find them. The paper also suggests that most primordial black holes that might possess a colour charge were probably very small, that is, sub-tennis ball size, and hence would have mostly evaporated over the last 14 billion years. But, as is always the case in our universe, if you look far enough away, then you are looking back in time. So we could still pick up evidence that those colour-charged primordial black holes were there back then, which might then substantiate that A, there really have been primordial black holes, and B, that they're out there in sufficient quantity to account for dark matter, or otherwise to account for a fair proportion of it. Not sure this is an outcome you want to hold your breath for, but that's the nature of science. We check out all the possibilities, and steadily rule most of them out until we're left with just one, hopefully correct, option.